harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 97. This week we will continue taking a look at some popular TikTok food trends of the past couple of years. Although TikTok predates the COVID-19 pandemic, when the majority of the world was suddenly at home for a variety of reasons, many more people got on the app. One of the trends I recall taking the internet by storm was that of Dalgona coffee. The current iteration of this drink can be traced to South Korea sometime in the late 90s to mid-2000s, but it also greatly resembles a common method of coffee preparation popular in India and Pakistan. The term Dalgona in reference to the drink is credited to South Korean actor Jung Il-woo, who notably compared the flavor of the coffee to that of Dalgona toffee, which you may be familiar with if you've watched the Netflix hit Squid Game. Stuck inside due to the pandemic, people began to try their hand at making their own cafe favorites, and this is one that spread like wildfire across the world. Dalgona coffee is ridiculously simple. You'll need 1 tablespoon instant coffee, 1 tablespoon sugar or honey, and 1 tablespoon hot water, as well as a glass half full of the milk of your choice. Ice is optional. Dalgona's signature fluffy look is created by emulsifying equal parts instant coffee, sweetener, and hot water. Note that you cannot use a sugar-free sweetener for this, as the sugar, whether in honey form or in granules, helps create the structure of the whipped foam. I've watched countless videos of people online whipping the mixture by hand, and I have to say that I do not recommend this way of doing it at all. When you get down to it, the only thing that separates Dalgona from any other preparation of instant coffee is the fluffy whip. I would hold off on trying this out until you have a frother, immersion blender, or another mode of mechanical whipping so that you can get the most cloud-like mixture for the least amount of effort. Combine the ingredients and whip for at least 1 minute. The mixture will grow lighter and lighter as more air is integrated. Fill your glass a little bit more than halfway with whatever milk you enjoy the most, and ice if you like. Plop your lovely little coffee cloud on top, and feel free to sprinkle with chocolate or sprinkles or even chocolate sauce. Bask in the aesthetic glow of your fluffy drink by taking however many pictures you need. And finally, mix the coffee with the milk and enjoy. You can also make this with hot milk or water for hot coffee. Most of the allure of this recipe comes from the look of it, but for what it's worth, it can make instant coffee a lot more fun and tasty. You can find this recipe online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. If you'd like to share a recipe with the show, you can send it to me at sage@amrmail.org. For Recipe Roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-dee-oh.